And the children that are here are going to come forward for a brief children's message. Go ahead and come on down. We'll squeeze in here to this front pew just to capture what's happening today on Palm Sunday. Good to see you guys this morning. All right, we're just going to recap a few things that were shared earlier. Yeah, go ahead and join us. Yep, that's great. Okay, did you guys capture what the title of today's service is? What was it, Andrew?
Palm Sunday,
very good. And that's why we have these palm fronds. And you didn't tickle your brother or sister this morning or anything like that with this? Good. These palm fronds were waved when Jesus entered into Jerusalem. It was kind of a clever way to say that Jesus was the Messiah. That's a fancy way of saying Savior of the world, or today we might say GOAT, right? GOAT, G-O-A-T, greatest of all time. I don't think that passed seminary, but that's what they were saying. Only one person's like Jesus. And so they said something really exciting, and that was, Hosanna in the highest. So can I hear one of you say that just really loud and with a lot of celebration? Hosanna in the highest. Any volunteers? Oh, yes. Very good. I love visitors that just jump right in. Can you say,
Hosanna.
Hold it and say, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest.
Awesome. Yeah, I love it. Good job. I'll take that back for a second. So that's one symbol we want to remember here this morning, so you know that. But then I want to show you another symbol or image that's really important to remember here this morning. Go ahead and look up on the projection up there. Not Jesus and the little children, but right next to that. What is that animal doing up there? Oh my goodness. And what does that have to do with Holy Week? Any guesses? That's a rooster. Why would there be a rooster up there during Holy Week? Does anyone know why there's a rooster? Andrew?
Does it have colors?
It does have colors. Yeah, very good. Okay, well, if you come to church, this is kind of a preview for what we're going to hear at church on Thursday and Friday. There was a moment in which Jesus' close friend, Peter, said that he would never deny Jesus. He made a promise. He goes against his promise, and the Bible said, a rooster crowed. Can you believe that? That's kind of sad. So that's also a part of Holy Week. So we said, Hosanna in the highest. What does a rooster say? What does a rooster say? Does anyone know? Anybody else? What does a rooster say? Thank you. Yes, Elliot. Cock-a-doodle-doo. Yeah. So we have two things to say kind of this week. We say Hosanna in the highest, and we also say cock-a-doodle-doo. Yeah. So both of them are really important to remember. I want you to remember both the palms and also the rooster. The palms talk about why we party and why we have a parade. That's exciting. But the rooster's really important because do you guys ever make a promise and you don't follow through? Oh, Ellie, thank you for admitting that. Yeah. Anybody else ever make a promise and then you don't follow through? Yeah. Everybody raised their hand. Very good. This is why Jesus is so special for us. He forgives us and loves us, and he came to give us second, third, fourth chances. So let's remember that today, the palm frond and also the rooster crow, cock-a-doodle-doo. Let's split the congregation just for 5 seconds. From this side of we've got these two handsome bald guys right up here, Jeff and Adam. Jeff, you're on this side. Adam, you're on this side. Okay. This side of the congregation, say, Hosanna in the highest. Say that. Hosanna in the highest. All right. All right, this side of the congregation, say cock-a-doodle-doo.
Cock-a-doodle-doo.
All right, now we're going to say it all at the same. This side, Hosanna in the highest. This side, cock-a-doodle-doo. On the count of five, say it out loud. One, two, three, four, five. I don't know what was said. That was crazy. But that's what Palm Sunday is about, and that's why Jesus came. He loves us very much. So thank you for coming forward. You can go back to your parents this morning. Thanks for coming up. And we have a special song by our choir this morning that they're also going to set the theme for today. I invite them forward as we share this special song, Hosanna.